1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. President Trump is back in the White House for his first night of his second term after attending inaugural balls. He spent much of the day signing executive orders.
President Trump signed pardons and commutations from the Oval Office that he says will cover about 1,500 people criminally charged in the attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021.
These people have been destroyed. What they've done to these people is outrageous. There's rarely been anything like it in history, in the history of our country.
He also signed executive orders on immigration.
This next order relates to the definition of birthright citizenship under the 14th Amendment of the United States.
Yeah, that's a good one. Birthright. That's a big one.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A coalition of advocacy organizations filed a lawsuit in federal court challenging Trump's order ending birthright citizenship just hours after it was issued. The president also signed an order to keep TikTok operating for 75 days. A prisoner swap between the United States and Afghanistan's Taliban freed two Americans in exchange for a Taliban man in prison for life in California on drug trafficking charges. The family of Ryan Corbett, an American abducted by the Taliban in 2022 while on a business trip in Afghanistan, confirmed he had been released. The other released American's ID is not yet known. President Trump now has the first official member of his cabinet, a Secretary of State, after a Senate vote this past evening.
On this vote, the yeas are 99, the nays are zero. The nomination of the great Senator Marco Rubio from the state of Florida is confirmed.
Another cabinet pick, John Ratcliffe, for CIA director, is also expected to have a swift vote, possibly Tuesday. Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi have declared states of emergency, with much of America in a deep freeze.
Record low temperatures right along the Gulf Coast. You're seeing low temperatures by about 5 degrees in Baton Rouge. You're seeing it down to Corpus Christi as well, sub-freezing temperatures. And then as you go further into the north, it's so incredibly dangerous. Your morning feels like temperature in Chicago, negative 30.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. It was a good night for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
For the first time in a decade, the Ohio State Buckeyes are national champions.
Touchdown! Quinshon Judkins in the middle of the end zone was wide open for a 6-yard score.
The call courtesy of ESPN Radio. Just one of three touchdowns on the night from Buckeyes junior Quinshon Judkins. Ohio State built a 24-point lead and went on to beat Notre Dame for the national title 34-23. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning in the overnight as temperatures tumble to nearly 20 below zero. Our wind chills around 30 to 40 below zero. We'll see partly cloudy skies. On Tuesday, sunshine, highs zero or colder. Currently 16 degrees below zero.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, when did Republicans embrace rule by executive order? We dive in with John Nichols from the Cap Times and Nation Magazine. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Monday, January 20th, 2025. The average price for a gallon of milk in Wisconsin is $3.50. The average price of eggs in Wisconsin, $4.14. And the U.S. unemployment rate, 4.1%. Just to give us a little starting point for the show, we have all kinds of things coming up for you today. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be joining us after the 10:30 news to talk about men and loneliness. And we've heard a lot about loneliness across the country. Mm-hmm. This is something that's affecting everyone in the wake of the pandemic, I think. But particularly men seem to be having a much rougher time with loneliness. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Lyerly and some potential things that you can do to be less lonely, which is, it's good for you in a number of different ways, and it's good for your health.
Absolutely.
Having friends is good for you. After the 11 o'clock news, we'd like to lighten things up a little bit in hour number two. Our friend David Drake from UW-Madison, it's been a long time since he's been on the show.
It's been a spell.
It has been a spell. He's an expert on urban wildlife management and general wildlife. I follow someone on Blue Sky who has a pet chinchilla named Stella. And Stella's she's an adorable chinchilla.
Yeah.
It makes, when I see her posts, it's like, ooh, I might like a chinchilla. Then I started looking up some fun chinchilla facts. We're going to kick those around with David Drake and talk about why you might not want what would be called a non-traditional pet. Not a dog, not a cat, not a bird.
Why doesn't Jane want a chinchilla anymore?
Oh, there's several reasons, but we'll get around to that with David Drake after the 11 o'clock news. 11:33, it's a new trend for 2025. No buy 2025. So social media influencers and others trying to chip away at their debt. And so there are just some things they will not buy this year in an effort to erase some of that debt. So we're wondering, what would be the thing that you would get rid of to try and save a little money? What will you not buy this year in order to again, just save a little cash? We'll talk about that at 11:33. And we will wrap it all up, as we always do every day, with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Today it is the Not Dead Yet edition. Stick around for that. Wanted to start off, it is January 20th. It is Martin Luther King Day and also Inauguration Day. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But there are a number of things going on around the Milwaukee area if you would like to celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. A lot of things have been moved indoors because of the cold. Normally, there's a parade in Milwaukee, but I believe that they're going to be doing a car parade instead. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. It is the annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. This is great. They have local youth interpreting Dr. King's words.
Oh, that's so cool.
Through art, speech, and writing contests. The free event highlights contest winners and focuses on the theme, What Are You Doing for Others?
That's lovely.
It is lovely. Today at 4 o'clock, Marcus Performing Arts Center, the 24th Annual King Day Justice Program and March. That will start at 1 o'clock today. The car caravan at 2:30, again, because of the cold. And Kingfest at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society and Museum today from 1 to 5 p.m. It's their 24th Annual Kingfest celebration, and that features spoken word, drumming, dancers, vendors, and local and national speakers. It is all free and open to the public. And I was just looking at some of Dr. King's so many amazing speeches.
Yeah.
But I found a great article from Oprah, The Great and Powerful O.
Yeah.
And just sharing some of the most amazing quotes, and there are like 50 of them. Among them, from Dr. Martin Luther King, love is the greatest force in the universe. It is the heartbeat of the moral cosmos. He who loves is a participant in the being of God. Another quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., intelligence plus character, that is the goal of a true education.
Yeah.
True peace is not merely the absence of tension, it is the presence of justice.
Yes.
And this, I think, is something I'm going to hang on to for, I don't know, the next couple of years.
Okay.
Let no man pull you so low as to hate him.
That's a very, very important one. I saw one that, because this is usually the day where we see everyone reciting the one thing they think Martin Luther King ever said in his entire life. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. And there was one about, let me type this one in because I really liked it, because this is, especially as I get older, it's something that can hold on to you. We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Never succumb to the temptation of bitterness. And I think that's an important one, because while I am not a fan of the man who's about to become president again, I never want to say I hate him. I feel like that's too high a price tag. Like, that's too much work, and he doesn't deserve that.
Isn't deserving of that.
But even more so, the bitterness that allows you to move towards things like a cynicism and lack of hope, and, you know, just being in a place where life isn't good and fun.
Everything
and,
is dark.
And no one, honestly, and going to what we were talking about later in the show, mental health. And loneliness, because you don't want to be the person people don't want to be around either.
And one more quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on today, MLK Day. The ultimate measure of a man and woman is not where they stand in moments of convenience and comfort, but where you stand at chimes of challenge and controversy.
Absolutely.
We're going to put this in our show notes. I will be referring back to this. I know.
We might be painting some of these quotes on the wall.
On the walls, yes, as we go forward for the next couple of years. Talking about the other thing going on today, yes, the inauguration of the 47th president. We can see now we have CNN on here in the studio, and they are gathered in the rotunda of the Capitol building. They moved it inside because ostensibly it's too cold.
It's too cold. It's 25 degrees, Jane.
Yeah, 25 degrees is cold.
Yeah.
It's not the coldest.
It's cold for beginners.
Yeah. I guess I was kind of surprised that all of the manly men, alpha males, testicle bronzing guys don't know about heated vests and heated socks and heated gloves. And granted, it makes you a little bulky.
Yeah.
You know, if you like those nice smooth lines, maybe that would wreck your lines a little bit. But that's left a lot of Donald Trump supporters with nowhere to go, who spent thousands and thousands of dollars to head to Washington, D.C. so they could watch the inauguration. And now it's been moved inside.
And people are unhappy.
Yeah, not everyone is terribly happy. about that. Supposedly, this is concern over the crowd because it was going to be too cold for the crowd. Just as a reminder, when he was holding rallies,
yeah,
in 100 degree plus heat,
yeah,
people were dropping like flies. The Coachella rally that they had.
Oh, God.
Where they abandoned people in the desert.
Yeah.
Buses never came back for him.
That's a nice commentary on America.
Just, well, he's very concerned about you.
Yeah.
So, and it might have been windy and that would ruin the hair. Don't want that to happen. Something happened, too, this morning that I don't know that everyone saw coming. President Biden, on his way out the door, issued preemptive pardons.
Yeah.
To head off politically driven prosecutions. Among those getting pardons, General Mark Milley, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. By the way, who has had dust on his boots as a general?
Yes.
He's been serving our country for a long, long time. Pete Hegseth, who now wants to head up the Department of Defense, kind of insulted all of the previous heads of the Department of Defense by saying, yeah, we need someone who's had dust on his boots. Well, General Mark Milley, I think, has more accumulated dust than you.
I couldn't even watch. I tried to watch some of that hearing. It was just so angry. It was so rageful that someone could sit there so smugly and so disrespectfully and speak in such a tone as to pass yourself off as an expert. You should know that you don't belong there. I mean, my goodness.
So among the preemptive pardons issued by President Biden earlier this morning, General Mark Milley, Dr. Anthony Fauci, longtime government scientist, all the members of the bipartisan House committee that investigated the January 6th attack on the Capitol, including former Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney. Mr. Biden said in a statement, "I believe in the rule of law. I am optimistic that the strength of our legal institutions will ultimately prevail over politics, but these are exceptional circumstances. I cannot in good conscience do nothing. Baseless and politically motivated investigations wreak havoc on the lives, safety, and financial security of those targeted individuals and their families." This not sitting well with the incoming president. Big surprise.
Oh, no, man.
Alyssa Farah Griffin, who worked in the Trump administration, said this morning on CNN that these pardons don't surprise me, but I actually think President Biden might have done Trump a favor with this. The American people elected Donald Trump to deal with the border, cost of living, not to be going after Tony Fauci and prosecuting four-star generals. As much of his base might have liked that, most of the country would hate that sideshow. And so this allows him to, he can rant about it, but now he can't move forward with the sideshow.
I got news for you. It's starting at 11:01 our time. It's 4 years of sideshow. We ain't gonna price of eggs ain't going anywhere. Groceries ain't going anywhere. All these things that they talked about that they bellyached over that are real problems. It's sideshow for the next 4 years.
Jeannie, we were just going to come back to you. If you want to call back, we will come back with you on the other side. Stay close. You were listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach. Sweet Galby coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Talking about when we kicked off the show, Martin Luther King Day today, it's January 20th. Mm-hmm. It is also the inauguration of Donald Trump, the second inauguration. That will happen a little more than a half hour from now, 11 o'clock our time. Trump expected to take the oath of office. So we're just talking about President Biden on his way out the door, issuing a number of pardons, yeah, including for Liz Cheney, Dr. Fauci, and also General Mark Milley. I find this interesting. Remember Kevin McCarthy? Beleaguered Speaker of the House.
Yes. Old 15-time McCarthy.
Yes. Ha. Old Mike McCarthy this morning on those pardons by President Biden. It raises doubt on what they did.
Wait, say that one more time.
It raises doubt on what they did.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's only applied in this case.
Yep.
Let's talk about some of the people that Trump pardoned in his first term. Roger Stone, mm-hmm, Paul Manafort, Mike Flynn?
Mike Flynn, Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon, that's right. So does that raise doubt on what those guys did or just in this case? I'm assuming it's only this case.
Only this. It's only ever this case because, okay, you know, and in the first term, he issued 144 pardons. I mean, no one will. I don't know if anyone will come close to Joe Biden now, and he's sitting at like 3,200. But he's just. I mean, he's. Whereas Biden took time to look at the issue, which is a lot of nonviolent drug offenses.
Right.
Donald Trump is going to pardon his buddies, yes, his sycophants,
who will do things for him.
The J6 traitors.
Which could happen this afternoon.
Yep.
He could pardon all the January 6th attackers this afternoon.
Yeah. And so this is about how it benefits him. And I think that quote from Kevin McCarthy completely applies to what's possibly happening now.
Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning, guys. A breath of fresh air from Matinee on Air. That's what I got to tell you. Because this is the first time I have my TV turned off.
Yeah.
I will not participate and support a guy who's a criminal, who lies, cheats, steals, abuses people, And I'm so sad. I got teary-eyed when I saw Biden leaving because he had a mess to clean up. And now I hope those people that stormed the Capitol are going to be holding this guy accountable for his behaviors and what he's done to the people. And it was really sad for me to see all these tech people there and the wealthiest people in the room. And guess what? All his supporters don't get to come and get to see him live. I hope they're really excited about this guy who totally turns their back on and won't even invite him and put on some warm vests that have heaters that'll give me a break. So anyway, thank you so much, guys. Keep up the great work. Oh, and he did also pardon other criminals, like the guy that was taking money to fill Obama's Senate seat. Don't forget he piped.
Rob Blagojevich.
Yes.
Blagojevich.
Yes. We forgot about that one, Jeannie. Thank you for the reminder. Yeah. Thank you for your kind comments. Hey, we're just trying to wade our through this along with everybody else.
Yeah. And by the way, those J6 traitors he might be pardoning, they're not going to hold him up to anything. There's nothing he can do that won't let them down. He'll defend everything he does. And these will become his personal around the country little army.
His own private army.
His own little militia.
You bet.
Because if they get pardoned, they're going to walk around the world like they are invincible and also insufferable.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join us. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I think this is going to go down in our history as one of the biggest days of disgrace. And that man taking an oath, he doesn't know what an oath is.
Except to himself. Yep.
Yep.
I'm with Jeannie. I'm not watching 1 second of this. I will not support a convicted rapist, a con artist, a liar. I'm going to start calling him Pinocchio because everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. I am so disgraced with this country right now. I just don't know what to do anymore. I'm just totally disgraced.
Well, I think you're doing the right thing, Cindy, by turning off the television. And I also believe that that's another reason why they moved the inauguration indoors, because he can't go through another. This was the smallest crowd in history, because that's what it would have been.
Yeah.
Even with his supporters in Washington, D.C., with nothing else to do today because they can't get in, the streets of D.C. were empty. As the motorcade was coming through, completely empty.
D.C. is, I've been to the inauguration before, and D.C. becomes like an island.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cindy. Really appreciate it.
Just to kind of echo what you said, Cindy, Sue from Franklin listening on WAUK texts in and says, why even bother having him take the oath? He's not going to honor it. And that's very true. You are taking an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. He holds nothing higher than himself, not his wife, not his children, not anyone, not his biggest billionaire supporters. It's the Constitution of Donald Trump. Well, that's what he'll defend.
Yep. And Ann from Chippewa Falls on the line. We don't have a lot of time left. Ann, real quickly, what did you want to say?
Yes, I agree with all the last callers. Even, you know, the people that are Trumpers or MAGAs, whatever you want to call them, Trump saved TikTok so they could watch the inauguration. That was his comment. Like, people, wake up. Like, they're following this narcissist to tell them what to do, how to do it, where to do it, and they're excited about this.
Yep.
I just don't know where our thinking has gone, and I'm just embracing. I'm just like, I'm not watching anything either. I'm just going to let them. That's the new book I read, Let Them. Let them and let me, and that's what I'm going to do. We can only do it, you know, to help ourselves.
Absolutely. And I don't mean to cut you off, but we're right up against the clock here. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, as always, for listening. News is coming up next. When we return, we'll be back with Dr. Kristen Lierley. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm out in the cold.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has signed an executive order to keep TikTok operating for 75 days.
I think
the U.S. should be entitled to get half of TikTok. And congratulations, TikTok has a good partner.
He also signed an order to end birthright citizenship, which the ACLU and other organizations have already sued to stop.
The president can't change that by executive order. I expect this executive order will be challenged in the courts. And the lower courts, of course, are bound with what the Supreme Court said, even though it was a long time ago.
Erwin Chemerinsky, dean of the UCLA Berkeley Law School. The South is bracing for an icy storm along the Gulf Coast, which the Midwest already has. Sean Solard with Michigan's Berrien County Sheriff's Department says driving isn't safe.
Best recommendation I can give them is to obviously slow down, take their time. And with the weather the way it is, you're better off just staying inside.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend's Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the LA fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning in the overnight as temperatures tumble to nearly 20 below zero. Our wind chills around 30 to 40 below zero. We'll see partly cloudy skies. On Tuesday, sunshine, highs zero or colder. Currently 16 degrees below zero.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I don't mind when you say that you're going away. Just don't wanna be lonely.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, the aftermath of the fires in California is going to be a long, long road. Yeah. I read something this morning that 11 schools have been destroyed, more than 30 child care centers. They're going to be rebuilding and dealing with this for a really long time. So if you would like to help people impacted by those Southern California wildfires, check out Convoy of Hope. It's a nonprofit that helps provide immediate relief to people in need. Just go to our website, civicmedia.us. There is a banner at the very top, and that just click on that, and that will take you to some links if you would like to help support Convoy of Hope, which is giving assistance to those folks in Southern California devastated by those wildfires. Just one little thing. Again, the inauguration ceremonies are underway. Donald Trump expected to be sworn in shortly after 11 o'clock. One side note that I wanted to mention, Speaker of the House, Moses Mike Johnson, wanted to have all the flags at full staff for the inauguration, even though they're supposed to be at half staff because of Jimmy Carter's death. But apparently it's so cold in Washington. It's only like 27 degrees. It's not that cold. But the ropes are frozen. So the flags can't be risen. So I don't know. I don't believe in signs, but, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Meanwhile, Jimmy Carter's sitting in heaven sipping an iced tea going, well, what a lovely day.
That's nature. Joining us right now, Dr. Kristen Lierley is here doing double duty. She was on Pat Kreitlow's show this morning. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, friends. I'm so good. How are you?
We are good. Thank you for joining us. I've been seeing a lot of things. And we've talked about loneliness before and how loneliness is a big problem for folks in this country. It's not just one specific demographic, but I think it is especially hitting men hard. The loneliness epidemic, the whole pandemic, coming out of the pandemic, all of this. And I've seen a number of articles about loneliness and men. And then I saw this posted by John Fugelsang, who is a comedian. Mm-hmm. Very knowledgeable guy, and he posted this on Twitter that really started me thinking about this. Imagine defending toxic masculinity while also complaining about a male loneliness epidemic and not seeing a connection. And we're seeing all kinds of things. Mark Zuckerberg, for example, thinks that one of the problems with his company Meta is the absence of masculine energy. I think a lot of the corporate world says Zuck is pretty culturally neutered. Masculine energy is good, and society has plenty of that. But I think corporate culture was really trying to get away from it. I think having a culture that celebrates aggression a bit more has its own merits that are really positive. Oh my
God. Aggression.
Yeah.
That's a strong word.
Yeah. So I do think there is a tie with this whole toxic masculinity and all of that. There is a tie between that and men's loneliness.
Absolutely, there is. Well, I mean, first of all, let's just back up to all of us, because loneliness is an epidemic, and we know that mental health crises and mental health issues are at an all-time high in this country. In fact, the Surgeon General came out a couple months ago and said that most parents are actually in crisis every day. I know.
Really?
Like, this is, yes, people are stressed to the max. They don't have the resources that they need in order to be mentally healthy. That affects your physical health, that affects how you engage in your communities. It affects everything about you. So this isn't just men. But since we're focusing on men, let's talk a little bit about how society sets this expectation that men need to be hyper-masculine and aggressive and macho if they're going to be real men. And we see this stereotype really reinforced in political terms.
Yes.
This is everything that Donald Trump and Fox News and all of those far right groups are really promoting. Like, you're not a man if you don't flex, if you don't own a gun, if you're not being aggressive, if you're not somehow like sexually dominant, if you like homos, like, all, you know, all of those super negative things. They need it to be so binary. Either you're a masculine man or you're not. And that couldn't be further from the truth. If you are a human living on this planet, you know that people have a wide range of emotions and they need to be able to express those emotions. And so it doesn't work in this current political context, and it's clearly not working in society.
Well, even last year, and we had quite a few laughs about this, and I find it fascinating and really hilarious that Fox is the arbiter now of what makes a manly man, especially Jesse Waters. But, you know, men, real men don't use straws, Kristen.
Oh.
Because President Biden used a straw to drink a milkshake, and apparently you're just supposed to down the whole thing because manly men don't use straws. Sorry, guys. I don't make these rules.
I have a thought about why that is, but why is that?
I follow your logic there. So there's this article in Psychology Today from John Patrick Hatcher. Why are men so lonely? The top five ways men can make friends and live longer by doing so. Because as you mentioned, Dr. Lyerly, loneliness takes a toll on us physically.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked with men in your life about this? Like, Greg, I'd like to invite you to the conversation.
Hi, I'm a guy.
Hello, manly man. Come into our discussion.
I was wondering when I'd be invited to this topic.
Like, when you talk to men about this, they have a unique perspective, clearly.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is we have a clear perspective because we think about these sorts of things when you live in that kind of world. If you are a man, and for the sake of all language, and just we're talking about identifying men, you know, if they live in that world that manly men are manly and all the things you all just said, then they don't really prioritize their feelings. They don't put them front and center. They prioritize the feelings that the aggressive feelings, because they feel like if they express themselves in that way, that's how a man behaves. We're either quiet or we are, you know, destroying things with our words or our fists and things like that. It's such a stereotypical way of looking at it. But then if you were like me, I'd like to think someone who thinks about their feelings, thinks about how to express them, you seek out other men who feel the same way. And like, I can't speak for women, but you know, I assume that both of you have close female friends,
yes,
that you can share with, and that's great. And that's wonderful. And you should be able to do that. When men have close male friends where they can be vulnerable, share, be emotional, and trust, there's something that feels so special about that. Like, I have some male friends who we tell each other how lucky we feel to have each other in our lives. I don't know if women do that. I think that women do that because you might say, like, I'm just lucky to have you in my life as a friend. But there's a deeper layer, I think, for men where I came from a home that encouraged crying. I was never told not to cry. My father gave me kisses and hugs and told me he loved me and he was proud of me. But I still operate in a world where I'm very afraid to share how I feel. I'm very afraid to open up to other men. Not because I think they're going to call me gay or a woman, but because I don't know if they feel comfortable reciprocating those feelings.
Sure.
So it's really hard to reach out to men. You have to be really, really careful. But when you find those connections as guys, it's very deep and very important, and you want to be able to, you know, like, express yourself and also appreciate what you have. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think everybody needs 1,000 friends.
No.
I think if you have 3, 4, 5 close friends in your life, you're going to be grand. But I think if you're a man, that's got to include like another guy where you can sit down and talk to and really, you know, connect. I don't have a brother. I don't have any brothers.
Right.
So for me, that connection comes from friends, and it's very, very important. And I think that, you know, this toxic, hyper, ridiculous, almost comical masculinity I see on social media, like I look at it, I'm like, guys, like it's okay to say you're scared. It's okay to say you're wrong. Why are you like, I want to sit them down and be like, hey, Ben, let's just have a cup of coffee. Like, you can be vulnerable. I won't tell anyone.
Right, right. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, we're talking about loneliness, and in particular, men and loneliness. This article in Psychology Today says that more than 1 in 4 men under the age of 30 report having no close social interactions, and it even gets worse as men get older. 855-752-4842. Rob from Port Edwards is on the line. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning, folks. Great show. And by the way, Dr. Lyerly, I did support you as best I could here. Touche. I wish it would have gone a different way. I'm looking at this from two different demographics. Myself, I hang in a very, very Republican enclave here. And a lot of these individuals, if you're in a group, say we, a bunch of us guys go for a fish fry, well, it's all macho, bluff, and bluster. But individually, if you get these folks one-on-one and really have a good heart-to-heart, you'd be amazed the walls that come down and the emotions that come out and the empathy and sympathy towards their kids, their grandkids, mm-hmm. the yep. whatever. The other demographic is my son, who's in his mid-30s, wonderful kid, very smart. He just lost one of his best friends, unfortunately, in a very abrupt, brutal way. I'll just leave it at that. And beyond this other individual that's no longer around, he really doesn't have anybody. And so I try to be the sounding board, but I'm a dad.
Yeah.
And you're only going to open up just so much
right.
to dad.
Yeah. Right.
And yep. I feel I empathize, but you know, young guys, they really struggle nowadays because of social media. I'm convinced if it wasn't for the texting and the Facebook and the this and the that, they might actually be going out and playing ball, shooting darts, going to a saloon or mat. I mean, whatever. But they would be out in the public talking to people. Now they're sequestered.
And so so isolated, right, Rob?
Age. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even myself, if I don't push, you know, I get out to the radio station and I work with the students and work with some of the older folks. That's kind of my social endeavor.
Yeah.
Beyond that, it's just car guys. And we go out for a fish fry once a month kind of thing. I'm not lonely. I have 10 grandkids, so I'm not lonely. But I can relate to those folks that don't have any family structure. It's hard.
Yeah. Rob, I'm curious, and we don't have a whole lot of time before we got to go to the break. That posturing when you're together as a group, you said, you know, with this group of guys, if you break it down to one-on-one, they will be more honest and forthcoming about emotions and what's going on in their lives. What is it about that dynamic when you're in a group that you can't show that? Is it the fear of judgment from the rest?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a macho ego thing. I can't say that women can truly empathize with that. Guys can. There's a whole lot of, you know, male patriarchal dynamics with that. We are tough. We are strong. We're the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
We don't show weakness.
Right.
And once you get them out of that mob mentality into an individual, that's what gets different.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thank you so much for your input. Really appreciate it. We're going to keep this conversation going. If you would like to join us, 855-752-4842. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park. In Racine, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest, Chief Morale Officer for Civic Media and Matinair on Air. And we're talking about an article in Psychology Today about men and loneliness. And loneliness is a big problem in this country, but specifically for American men. Men who are fearing the worst, more than one in four men under the age of 30 report having no close social connections, and it gets even worse as men get older. This is not good for us. Loneliness is not good. If you want to check in, we'd love to hear from you. Randy from Sussex is on the line. Good morning, Randy. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say about this?
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to the last caller's comments. I think that part of the problem we have societally is, first off, men aren't encouraged to be vulnerable, right?
Right.
Secondly, they're not taught from their parents and role model too that vulnerability has, you know, positive impacts, right? Like, how can you connect with people if you can't be your authentic self? And vulnerability is part of that.
Yep.
Agreed. 100%, Randy.
Yeah, definitely, Randy. You need some template to follow, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So how did you learn empathy?
School of hard knocks, I think.
Someone yelled at you, be empathetic. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it has to be. It kind of has to be the fact that if we're not taught to do it,
or encouraged to do it. Like, we don't say this is a positive attribute.
No. Right. Yeah.
Right. And it's seen, you know, societally as weakness.
Right.
Right. For a man to show empathy. Right. And
yep.
Part of the problem, if I'm being frank, part of the problem with this issue between domestic violence and the abortion issue is, you know, sort of kind of rolled all into this, the accountability of men for their responsibilities and their actions. We're all responsible for what we do, right? But making the connection between your vulnerability and your ability to have a conversation about something without striking out in violence,
yeah,
right?
Because yeah,
you don't know how to use your words.
Yep,
is critical.
It makes those are really good points, Randy. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate you joining us and sharing that. But yeah, you're right. We all have to be taught. We all have to see examples.
Yeah. And like I said,
I think you're muted, Kristen.
Oh, I'm not.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
We have to stop thinking of it in this binary way where we're either strong or we're weak. Mm-hmm. We can expand our emotional repertoire.
Yep.
We can allow ourselves to feel certain ways. And that doesn't mean that you are, you know, crying every day or that you have one person that you go to just unload on. It means that you are able to have conversations and you've got people in your life who help you feel whole and help you express those emotions and make sure that you feel supported and valued for the person that you are.
Mm-hmm. All of you.
Yeah.
All the parts of you. Thank you so much, Randy. Again, really appreciate it. Brian from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Brian. Thank you for joining us. What's your take on this?
Well, for one, I'm LGBT. Came out when I was in high school, sophomore year. I'm now 39. And I grew up in Kenosha in farm country where back then, you didn't come out to your friends.
You were alone.
But it's funny because when I came out years later, most of my friends in high school were like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like it was no big deal. And it's like, if I would have known that back then.
It would have been a whole different experience for you, sure.
And that really articulates the loneliness case. It's like, I can only imagine, Brian, you feel like you're the only person in your school. And then you find out, oh, I had a group of people who understood and were fine with it.
Right. And I mean, that's the other thing, too, is I have straight friends that I chill with all the time.
Yeah.
We'll go to the bar. We'll go out to eat. We'll play football or, you know, toss the baseball around or go to a sports event. And I'm just one of the guys.
Yeah.
I'm not any different.
Right.
And I wish more people would be like that. And I've even had some of my straight friends say, I love you. And it's not like in a way I would look at it, you know, if I'm talking to, you know, another gay man.
Right.
But, you know, it's just, we care about you. We know you're having a tough time. We love you.
That's so important, Brian. Thank you for sharing that. Really appreciate it.
Brian, I agree. That's something that I do with all my friends, but especially my male friends. When I give them a hug, I tell them, I love you. And they always say, I love you back. There's a strength in there. There's a bond in there to know there's no doubt. I love you.
And all of you.
All of you. And I'm here for you. So yeah, those are wonderful words from men.
First ever segment. No, that was great. And obviously this is resonating and we should talk about this again. We will bring this back.
Yes.
Because we have news coming up next. Dr. Kristen Lierley, thank you so much for joining us, my friend. Really, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always a blast, friend.
And when we return, David Drake will be here from UW-Madison talking about critters. Should you adopt a pet chinchilla? We'll kick that around. On the way, you're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where President Trump attended inaugural balls after spending much of the hours after being sworn in for a second term issuing executive orders. He also pardoned people prosecuted for attacking the U.S. Capitol January 6, 4 years ago.
These people have been destroyed. What they've done to these people is outrageous. There's rarely been anything like it in history, in the history of our country.
CBS's Matt Piper has more.
President Trump is commuting sentences of those who were convicted of or pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy. He's pardoned everyone else charged with attacking the Capitol back in January 2021. All approximately 1,600 people, including those who beat and maimed police. His clemency includes six commutations. It means the largest prosecution in U.S. history has been abruptly ended.
Another controversial order would eliminate birthright citizenship. Advocacy groups and the ACLU